You're listening to 91.9 FM WUOT. I'm Brandon Hollingsworth. On a Tuesday afternoon in early December 1956, one of the fathers of rock and roll, Carl Perkins, stopped by Sun Studios in Memphis to record what he hoped would be his next hit single. Studio owner Sam Phillips brought in a ringer to play piano in that session, a 19-year-old named Jerry Lee Lewis. Before the afternoon was done, Johnny Cash and Elvis Presley stopped by, and in a moment of tremendous foresight, someone thought to switch on the studio's recorders.
Tim.
Yeah.
That's it.
Tim.
Tempted and tried, we're off made to wonder.
That is the sound of what came to be known as the Million Dollar Quartet. A stage adaptation of that 1956 jam session is running now at the Clarence Brown Theater, and I recently had the opportunity to speak with the play's director, Kate Buckley.
I think that the guys, my actors who are phenomenal, really are true to each of those characters and what happened on that day. They're all very familiar with the original album. They know everything about it inside and out. So whenever I might bring something up that is like, hey guys, what if we, oh no, Kate, can't do that. That's not on the album. So we're trying to stay as true as possible to the story.
You implicitly answered a question that I was going to ask, which is, did you listen to the sessions that day, and how well did you want to replicate accurately what's on the tape versus what plays well on stage?
Well, we have a script, and we have a score that we have to follow. Not everything on the album is in the show, so they've done that work for us.
Do the actors play their own instruments?
Oh, yes. Live. Electronic guitar, acoustic guitar, piano. Yeah, absolute drums, a phenomenal bass player.
This gets us to a term that you're probably familiar with, but some people in our audience may not, a jukebox musical.
Right.
Now, the term is appropriate to the era because jukeboxes were really popular, but that's not what it means from a theatrical sense. Tell us about a jukebox musical and how that may differentiate from a more traditional staged musical like a Bernstein, a Sondheim.
Right. I think that if you saw Patsy Cline is considered to be a jukebox musical, because it's like song after song after song. It's really a concert telling of...
You're using songs that already exist, that were not composed specifically for that musical, but they're there as part of the plot.
Exactly. Traditionally, what I understand previous Million Dollar Quartet shows have been is music, a little bit of text, get on with it, play the music. And, you know, Brandon, I've been doing Shakespeare and straight plays here for a long time, so my interest is in text, in the story. And so where this one differs is that, yes, there's the jukebox aspect to the show, but there's also 50% the story of Sam Phillips, the story of Sun Recording Studios, the story of his relationships with each individual guy.
Clarence Brown Theater, of course, puts together a variety of productions in a typical season. Is there something special about mounting a work that is set and is drawn from recent history in Tennessee? It actually came from our own recent history.
It's fun. It's fun. It's interesting. It delights. I had students in last night to watch a run-through who didn't know Elvis. They weren't born then. They don't know. And they were bouncing up and down, dancing, having a great time learning about the history of these guys, learning about Memphis and Tennessee and what rich cultural history is here. It's also what's different about us is that we're very dedicated to having our students and professionals working side by side. And that's our mission. And when our students can observe these phenomenally talented people and get passion from them about their work, then they may find their own way.
Kate Buckley is the director of the Clarence Brown Theater production of Million Dollar Quartet. It runs through September 22nd. Kate, thank you for being with me today.
Brandon, thank you.